Vice President John Dramani Mahama has stressed the fact that Africa, and Ghana in particular, has an indelible heritage that places on her a responsibility to fight injustice and solidarize with the rest of the world. In his view, it is only when this heritage is recognized by the African continent that total liberation and a united front can be attained. The Vice President was a special guest at the symposium in Accra to mark the 50th anniversary of Algeria's independence. The event was also used to celebrate the first Algerian ambassador to Ghana, Frantz Fanon, who was also an icon of Pan-Africanism. Pascalina Dadevo has filed this report.
Algeria gained independence from France on July 5, 1962, after more than a century under colonial rule. 50 years down the lane, Algeria presents a new face. Politically, the country has built strong institutions which allow for democracy, the rule of law, free speech and diverse media. Algeria has 45 political parties, 27 of which are represented in parliament. On the economic and social front, it can be described as favorable and sound. Education is free and it is a constitutional right. Having served as a beacon of hope to many African countries, including Algeria, it is just proper that Ghana shares in the joy as the country marks half a century of her freedom. Algeria's independence celebration in Ghana is also remembering Frantz Fanon, the country's first ambassador to Ghana. Frantz Fanon was not only a Pan-Africanist, but fought for the country's liberation from colonialism. Among the many books he authored was the popular The Wretched of the Earth. The book analyzes the role of class, race and violence in the struggle for national liberation. Frantz Fanon died in 1961 from leukemia at the age of 36. A historian and a writer, Vice President John Mahama regretted that the virtues of selflessness by the forebears are lost. He noted that a dream of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah to unite the African continent can only be realized if all artificial borders are erased and the African continent unites its strength.
Algeria had its own struggle almost parallel with us. As soon as they gained independence, they joined Ghana in the struggle for the liberation of the rest of the continent. In their struggle for independence, many of them paid the ultimate price. It was more violent and bloody than our struggle for independence. What is common between these struggles is that the struggles were carried out by ordinary people like all of us across the length and breadth of our two countries who were imbued with nationalism and heroism and were prepared to pay the ultimate price for the sake of the liberation of their countries.
Reflecting on Algeria's independence and the life of Frantz Fanon, a senior diplomat KB Asante was not enthused about the pain that France inflicted on Algeria. He stated that independence is not a gift granted by the colonial powers, but a usurped right that has to be retrieved. Mr. KB Asante urged Africans to let the life of Frantz Fanon, who fought for the oppressed, remind them not to be bourgeoisies who ride in big cars, but drivers of industry. He also appealed to government to stock all public libraries with Frantz Fanon's books to keep his memory alive.
History of the liberation of Algeria also helps the educated African to put stories of atrocities in perspective. Murder is murder, whether it is brutal or that of women and children. Today, we are stampeded by emotional accounts to support regime change to those who will so much power and influence.
Algeria's ambassador to Ghana, Labi Kati, was grateful for the solidarity Algeria continues to enjoy from Ghana. For Radio Ghana, Pascalina Dadevu, Accra.